Now, we've all been talking about live gigs, or the lack of live gigs, or how are live gigs going to live in this new normal that we call. Now, you may have seen a few photographs going around from the other night when the first socially distanced live concert took place across the water in the UK. I know, it looks absolutely brilliant. We've videos, we've pictures up on Nova.ie. Now, Sam Fender, who I would love to see live, played to an audience of 2,500 fans in Gosford Park in Newcastle in the first music event of its kind since this L coronavirus has brought in the restrictions in March. The pop-up venue saw fans in groups of five to watch the concert on 500 separate raised metal platforms, and among those fans was Michael Donald. Michael Donald, who joins us on Skype now. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
Hello, everyone.
Michael's a good Irish man living in Newcastle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been here a few years now. My wife and kids live here, so I thought it would be a good place to live with them.
Yeah.
Michael, this new system of going to a gig is my idea of heaven, because I hate sweaty crowds, people spilling beer on me. I am a bit of a
elbows up, 11 past you, get to the front.
Yes. So I love the idea of this. So tell us all about it. How did it even come about, and did you enjoy the gig?
It came about, well my sister-in-law was the one who managed to get tickets, because they sold out in about 30 seconds.
Wow.
So obviously there was a huge appetite for live shows, we wanted to see Sam. She had tickets for seeing some shows that he had to cancel and postpone this year, so we really wanted to get along, and we got really lucky. Yes, we knew it was going to be socially distanced, but everything's socially distanced at the moment, so within the context of life at the moment, it felt a bit normal. We got there, and the whole place looked amazing. You've seen the pictures.
There's
a slight vibe of a sort of a cattle pen or something like that.
Yes, there is a bit of that.
So it's like, but if people know what if you remember the viewing area, let's say in Electric Picnic, right?
Yes.
Where you went up the steps and you had this viewing area. It's like your own little VIP area. That's what's quite cute about
and
it.
And you've got chairs.
Yeah. And you've got chairs. Yeah. Listen to you. Your lemon.
The chairs, great. Yeah. It's nice to sit down.
That's so exciting.
To have an L sit down.
A certain age when it's nice to sit down.
But how were you brought to your platform? Were you escorted by somebody?
We arrived at the gates, and we were given a number, and our number was 306, and the 306 signified the actual pen that we were, or pod, I think they were calling it.
Okay, pen sounds a bit that,
pod that we were going to be in, and we went along, we got there, we were told, you know, you can't, no more than one of you can leave here at a time, so if you need to go to the loos or go to the bar, just one at a time, you go and get everything, go up to the bar, you know, beers were £5.50 a pint, so that sort of brought back memories of why we tried to sneak warm beer into Electric Picnic, those prices, but it tasted good, I tell you.
But now, when you were queuing up for the beer, were you socially distanced at the queue, because we all know what the beer tents are like in Electric Picnic, where people are climbing over you.
Absolutely. It was. There were 2 meter markings on the grass, so it must have been just spray paint in the grass there. And I think when we got closer to the bar, I think people were kind of starting to kind of get their elbows in a little bit.
Yeah.
But everyone had to wear masks, of course, whenever they're leaving their pod. It was
so
super
dignified.
Yeah, it was really well put together.
So then, talk me through the toilet situation.
Again, there you go.
These want a number or
not intricate details.
To the toilet.
There was hand sanitizer stations at the end of a long queue, and the sanitizer was the really really thick heavy stuff. It's like going in a sheep dip or something like that. It was serious industrial style. And the queues weren't big. There were socially distanced queues, and it was fine. And there were lots of them. I think they really made a point of getting lots of them, because they didn't want people queuing around. And everything had a sort of a dimly lit sort of the red lights everywhere. So you know, if you go to a gig and after sundown, everything goes really really dark until the band says turn the lights up. Everything had a red tinge to it. There were some red lights lighting up the whole audience and everything, so you could see where you're going and you could see who's close to you and you could see, you know, maintain distance.
I love this. So
now, is there, because I was reading that every little pod had a fridge in it as well.
I saw no fridge.
Okay, so it's
I see no fridge in the photo.
But that's the real VIP pod, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't get a fridge. There was a little bucket of a can of watermelon flavored energy soft drink.
Okay. So tell me about the atmosphere, because Sam Fender, like an amazing, like he won the Brit Awards last year, the year before, with amazing guitar player, pure rock and roll. You know, did you get the same atmosphere as you would at a normal gig?
It was a big hometown gig for him as well. Because obviously he would have been disappointed. He had a number one album here, and then sold out loads of shows all over, and then only played a little handful of them, didn't play any of the sort of hometown gigs. So this was a real big hometown gig for him.
Yeah.
And he was super. He came out to Local Hero, which is the song that they play before Newcastle United games. So there's lots of Newcastle United jerseys, and everyone's singing along, shouting tune and things like that. But he really nailed it. You know, he recognized, you know, thanks very much for all coming along here. It feels really weird.
Yeah.
But this is just the new normal for now. It's not this
permanent.
Is what it's going to be like for
him. Yes.
It's just, you know, we want to get outside. We want to have a gig. We want to play to you. We want you to see us.
And did the crowd get
behind
it?
Could you stand up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you stand up and dance, or did you have to sit and clap?
Yeah. Had a little boogie, of course, absolutely. You didn't want to fall backwards because there wasn't any sort of railing there, so you have to fall forwards. There was no crowd surfing or moshing in our group of four, we were singing along and giving it loads, and the crowd was singing along, and you know, there were a few moments where he stopped singing and let the crowd sing it, and it was
brilliant.
Super. It those aspects of it really felt like a normal gig, and those are the bits I'm going to remember. I'm not going to probably remember all the masks and the sanitizer.
No, you won't. No.
And the thing is, it's lined up now. Sam Fenn is doing a couple of more nights. Then Van Morrison is playing there. Bill Bailey, the comedian. Jimmy Carr is there. So this is like a little mini festival, is it? Or this
little venue.
I suppose if you've set it up like this, you might as well keep it here and bring all the acts there.
Exactly. I think it's about 30 shows in total.
Wow.
Which is amazing. They even have Bongo Bingo there, which is one of the most fun nights you ever have.
Bongo Bingo.
But it's absolutely brilliant. But it's, you know, it's outdoors. Of course, it makes sense from a probably commercial perspective. You need to break down those costs over lots of different shows to make it even viable. And the site that it was in normally would take about 45,000-50,000 people, I was reading. So
surely we could do this at home.
Well, of course we could. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this is what they're thinking of.
That do that kind of size, Marley Park or Malahide Castle or something like that. But someone was going to have to put in the investment to start with. And it helped probably that they had a big bank as a headline sponsor of the arena.
Yeah.
If there are any banks are out there that want to help out.
Oh yeah, because it's a bank. It's Virgin Unity, which is that a banking online or something?
That's Virgin Money, and they do. I guess their insurance company as well, so they probably need quite a bit of insurance for this event too, to make sure it went ahead.
All right, okay. Well, look, it was exciting. The pictures look great. We're going to put stuff up on nova.ie, the photos as well, as Sam Fender there. Michael, good talking to you. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Look after yourself.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay.
Good morning, thank you.
Talk to you again soon. Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Later.
Bye-bye.